Welcome to our next shiur on the Sabbath. We are discussing the 39 melachos. We're up to melacha number 12. And the next 13 melachos involve processing fabrics and garments. Sheep shearing includes all activities that sever parts that serve as an outer covering to an animal or a human, such as hair or nails. So in the melachos, we include cutting or removing hair or nails, wool, feathers from a living organism. And the gzeros include pulling off nails by hand, combing the hair, because you're going to inevitably sever hair while you do that. However, one is permitted to use a soft brush, which will not pull out hair, assuming that it is designated for Shabbos. The next melacha is bleaching, and this includes all activities where a garment or piece of clothing is freed from dirt, from dust, or stains. Included in the melachos are soaking clothing, rubbing, wringing, ironing, removing stains or mud by water. And in the gzeros, we have brushing clothes, handling wet clothing because you might come to wring it out, hanging your wash out to dry because it might appear like you're doing laundry on Shabbos. Next melacha, combing raw materials. And this includes activities that turn compact or entangled raw materials into separate strands or separate fibers. In the melachos, we have combing raw wool, beating flax stalks to make fibers, and in the gzeros, winding thread onto a bobbin or wool onto a card, and disentangling wool or other threads. Just to explain, carding is a process that disentangles and cleans the wool for later processing. Category 15 is dyeing, and here we're dealing with changing the color of an object or a substance. Included in the melachos are applying paint or whitewash to wall surfaces, applying dye to clothing, dissolving colors in water, mixing or blending colors. Among the gezeros, we have adding coloring to food, unless it's done to improve the taste. The application of makeup, of rouge, is forbidden on Shabbos. However, there are some cosmetics that can be obtained that last over Shabbos. Category 16 is spinning. So here we extract the thread from the raw material by pulling it out, by twisting or turning it. And the melachos include manufacture of felt and rope making. Category 17 through 19 discuss the weaving process, and this includes the entire range of weaving, from the insertion of the thread into the loom to the removal of the finished product, as well as everything which is related to this. So in the melachos, we have knitting, crocheting, embroidering, or basket work, plaiting. The gzeros include braiding hair on a wig, and just to note that braiding natural hair is usher as well for different reasons. Category number 20, separating into threads, the separation of woven or other material into its specific threads. In the melachos, we have unraveling any part of a knitted garment, tearing off a piece of cotton, and the gzeros, we have separating a twisted thread into strands. Category 21, tying a knot. So any activity which has a lasting connection between two objects is usher. So we're going to see now category 22, which is untying a knot. And this is the reverse, undoing any combination for some useful purpose. Among the melachos in tying and untying a knot, we have tying and untying a double knot between two ends of a string, thread or laces, tying together two ends of a string or rope, or even tying a single knot at the end of a string. So for example, knotting the end of a sewing thread. And among the gzeros, we have tying any type of knot, even if it will not last. However, one may tie and untie a bow that one plans to untie within 24 hours, as this is temporary. One should refrain from tying or untying a twist tie, but rather you could either cut it or slip it off. And there are a lot of halachos that are involved here in what you're allowed to open and not open on Shabbos, so you should see other swarms such as Shmiros Shabbos Kilchasa to get more information about that. Category 23 is sewing. So any activity where two materials or surfaces become joined together through a third substance. Category 24 is Teren, and this is undoing a combination of something which was joined together. And this is basically the opposite of sewing. The malachos included in these two categories are sewing, or undoing two stitches, sticking paper together with glue, stapling papers together. Among the gzeros, we have tearing toilet paper. Fastening two pieces of fabric together by a safety pin is permitted because this is something which is temporary. The next six malachos, 25 to 31, discuss the creation of the covering for the Mishkan. So number 25 is trapping. So this involves every activity which restricts the freedom of movement of an animal or a bird that now comes under the control of a human being. The malachos include fishing, catching or trapping animals or insects by hand or in nets and traps. And the gzeros include closing a window to prevent the escape of a bird that happens to fly into your house. Number 26 is slaughtering. And this includes any activity which terminates the life of any living thing or causes a loss of blood. So involved in the malachos are killing by any means, which applies equally to animals, birds, fish, insects, etc. Drawing blood for a positive purpose, so for example for a blood test, unless of course we're involved in serious illness. Category 27 is skinning or flaying, and this involves separating the skin of a dead animal from its flesh as a process of manufacture. Category 28 is tanning, and here we have taking raw material and making them more durable or more valuable for human use by chemical or physical processing. The malachos include all stages of the tanning process, and the gzeros include polishing boots or shoes with shoe polish, salting, pickling fish and meat, etc. Category 29 is scraping, including every activity which removes roughness from the surface of a material through grinding, rubbing, or polishing. Malachos include cleaning silver or copper utensils with scouring powder or by machine, smoothing the surface of any substance, rubbing soap to make lather, application of ointment or face cream, that's when it's thick, brushing boots or shoes, using Play-Doh or clay, plaster, because here we're also making something smooth. Category 31 is marking, and this comprises the activities of marking or scoring lines on a surface in preparation for cutting, or for writing, or for any other useful purpose. Category 31 is cutting to shape, and this includes every activity by which the size or shape of an object is altered to one more suitable for human use as a process of manufacture. And the malachos include cutting or tearing any material to a defined shape or pattern, cutting out a newspaper paragraph, cutting food, however, is permitted if it's done for immediate consumption. Similarly, tearing the string or paper wrapping of a food package to use its contents is permitted. So this concludes lecture number 5, and next time we will finish up with the last 8 malachos.